Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I am more upset about this than I should be.
You are uppity on this.
There's a... who's doing this? Is IKEA doing it? Target is doing it as well.
Yeah.
There, you know how you can, you get married and you can go to Target and like boop, boop and say, these are the things I want for my new marriage. I already think that's rude as hell.
The registry thing and the baby thing. And tell them why you think it's rude as hell.
I made a life decision and you owe me money.
Right. That's kind of
why did you owe me money? Because I decided to have a baby.
Yes.
You don't.
Why is it on all your friends to supply you all the things you need for your baby?
I do sort of feel though. The trade-off at a wedding,
okay.
It's like, I'm providing you with a $100 meal. Maybe you could get me something. But
that's kind of equal to the
$100. Sort of.
Okay.
But even then, I don't do that when I have a party at my house. I'm not like, hey, you know, come on over. I'm smoking a bunch of ribs. By the way, the ribs cost me, you know, $15 a person with the sides and blah, blah, blah. So if you could bring a bottle of wine at least worth $15, that'd be great. Like, I don't think like that.
I don't either.
I used to think like that when it came to weddings. But after the third or fourth one, Okay. The newest thing is housewarming registries. And I don't know why it makes me so mad.
This is when someone moves into a new place and they invite us over.
Yes.
Now aren't we supposed to custom to bring a housewarming one thing?
Sort of. By the way, you never had a housewarming party.
I didn't at all.
I know your house because I found it.
You did.
But how many people don't know, how many people who work here have ever been inside your house?
None.
Literally none.
Absolutely none.
Do you find that rude?
Well,
no.
It's interesting you brought that up, Slacker, because a couple of weeks ago, we have a coworker, Ben, who hooked me up on his password to watch some baseball, some games on my laptop, and he said...
You know a great place to admit that you're pirating illegal, you're using somebody's password, like...
I asked him if this was illegal, and he said no.
Not necessarily illegal, but I don't know that I'd be broadcasting that I'm using somebody else's MLB package
on the radio. I thought it was a little fishy, but he said no, it's okay. So but I couldn't get it to go on...
Do you want to give his whole name, and just so they can shut him down right now?
So I couldn't get it to go from the laptop to the TV, so he said he would come over and help. He goes, no, it's super easy... And you tried to talk me through it. I couldn't get it to go. So he said he would come over. After we got done texting, I thought, oh my God, that would be the first time I've ever had a
anybody.
When I was dating Dawn at the time when I bought the house, she goes, we got to have a housewarming. We got to have a dinner party. We got to have a party.
You bought a huge table.
Yes.
That you've never had anybody sit at.
It's never been used. No food has ever been consumed on my dining room table.
That's been 10.
Roughly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've never had you and Lil D are the only
people who've ever been in your house.
Yes. Co-worker wise. Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
Because the people do that. I mean, so I don't want to sound like I'm on both sides of this fence, but I feel like when you have a new house, you sort of should invite people over.
Okay.
But it's also kind of braggadocious.
That's why I didn't want to do it. Hey, everybody, invest your time and effort and just stare at my home.
Because my wife hates it. Like when somebody new comes over to our house, she gets so mad at me. I don't offer a tour, but everyone always asks. And she's like, please don't take them around our house. And I'm like, isn't it rude to say when somebody goes, oh my God, this is beautiful. Can I take a look around? And it's like, that's part of a housewarming. Like you're supposed to, you walk them upstairs, you show them the master, you show them the kids' rooms, you take them down into the basement. And
even if it's like a regular track home that the rest of us have seen a million times, we still, we
kind of do a tour and go, oh, isn't that cool? The backsplash.
We still have to do that.
Yeah.
Type
Yes. You're supposed to.
I never
do. Thought. Yeah. I know nobody's gotten to do it with you.
Yeah.
But
and is that wrong?
But if you had done it when I came to your house, the typical things to bring are some food, like a dish or
like
something,
a hot dish.
A plant.
Oh, okay.
But I know better. You'd kill it.
It would. Yeah, I would.
Or some booze.
Okay.
bring one of those things.
Okay.
Well, now, according to this story,
we have to go out and do what?
You got to go buy him something from Target or IKEA. Because, like, before you have your housewarming party, you can go to IKEA and go, boop, I like this cube shelving. Boop, I like this. And, like, people are supplying you with stuff for your new house. And again, it goes back to me, like, hating baby showers, hating wedding showers. It's like, you decided to buy a house and you don't have enough money to furnish it. So I'm suddenly on the hook for that.
That's the way I see it, too. That is why you're doing that to your friends.
And then what if you're registering for, and this has happened to me a million times at like baby showers, like I'll look at somebody's baby shower list and they have like the top of the line Kiko stroller that like folds down with an automatic switch and it's got all this extra stuff on it. And it's like $800.
Yeah.
Where, meanwhile, my kids are riding around in a 1999 umbrella stroller that like folds up and cuts their limbs off. Why should I buy you a nicer stroller than my kids have?
Good point. I am totally on board. Just stop. Who's coming up with this?
I mean, it's smart in that Target and IKEA have created a market.
On their end. Yeah, right. They have to follow that trend.
But etiquette people are going,
screw you.
It feels very tacky. It feels rude.
Way
it feels
tacky.
Presumptuous.
You know what this... Okay, I'm about to get in trouble. It feels like... These push gifts, these moon things, it's all these made up things just to get.
You're right.
Okay.
You are going to get in trouble.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. We're going to get all the way off in the weeds here, but like, if you don't know this, go Google the whole 3 month salary for an engagement ring.
It's bonk.
It's made up by the diamond companies.
De Beers is brilliant.
Diamonds being a rare thing. Is made up by the De Beers company. Like, they have all the diamonds. They're only rare because they haven't released them all.
You're right. Diamonds are, it's the precious ones that are more rare.
Right.
Yeah, but otherwise they're plentiful.
There's so many of them.
There's a billion everywhere. Blah. Yes.
So they made up a thing
brilliant.
That diamonds were rare, that husbands to be owed you something worth three times their salary
right.
to be betrothed and blah, blah, blah. All made up stuff. And just like... Now, housewarming gifts have to be registered. Steve took it way too far by saying push gifts are bad. I believe a woman deserves something lovely.
Oh, wait a second.
For having produced an offspring.
Okay, what?
That's the only one I think is.
God.
And baby moons. Yes,
no,
you owe her
no.
a vacation. And the only person who thinks baby moons and push gifts are bad is Steve. And his email address
Slacker
and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.